What up, everyone? This is your host, Joel Sid, and today you are tuning into Crypto Chain X. This is the podcast where we don't hype, where we don't hate. Only thing we do is provide you with the facts, like we really want you to go and do your due diligence. And then come back, share your research with us, and you'll be like, you know what, Sid? I found this. This is cool. You didn't talk about that. And see, that's a cool collaborative way to go about doing things is... Let's talk about Monero. If you guys haven't heard about Monero, Monero is a true, I would say, anonymous, untraceable cryptocurrency. And a lot of people love it. A lot of people hate it. But today we'll be talking about just the facts. I'm not going to be hyping this up. So let's look into the facts. What's Monero? Who created it? What are the benefits of Monero? And how Monero works? So without wasting any time, let's do this. Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Joel Sid, and you are listening to Crypto Chain X podcast. And today's topic is Monero. So what is Monero? Like, Monero is a decentralized, anonymous, and untraceable cryptocurrency. Bitcoin and Ethereum and other cryptocurrencies, they are pseudonymous. What they do is you can buy those. You don't have to have your ID. You can use a public key, and that keeps you pseudonymous. But if someone really wants to trace you and track you, they know who you are. However, with Monero, it's completely anonymous. Like, nobody knows who's doing what. Not even the network knows where these transactions are coming from, who is transacting. No one knows. No one can track you and trace you. And that's the beauty about this coin. And that's why a lot of regulatory bodies, a lot of governments, they dislike it. And even banks, they're not going to accept this coin. I don't think so. But hey, maybe. But right now, this is just the way it is. Like, Monero, like, you can't really track someone. And there's a story. In 2016, we saw a growth of Monero. There was this site called Alpha Bay. It was like used to do like all the darknet kind of like stuff, right? So the guy who was running this site, he got busted by law enforcement. And when law enforcement got there, they were able to see all his transactions on Bitcoin, Ethereum, even Zcash. So Zcash or Zcash, how you guys want to say it, but Zcash is supposed to be a private blockchain. So it's supposed to be anonymous, but apparently they were able to see every single thing. However, they were not able to see Monero, how much Monero he had. And that's where like people really got excited. They're like, holy, so it's truly untraceable and anonymous. Who created Monero? So Monero works on something called Crypto Note Protocol. And it was initially released, the Crypto Note Protocol was released October 2013 by an unknown author. So this individual, they had their name, but like nobody knows who this person is. And their name is Nicholas Van Saberhagen. And at the time of its launch, then later around 2014, it became BitMonero. So initially, Nicholas Van Saberhagen released a crypto note protocol, and it was a white paper where he talked about he wasn't even saying that we need to create a new cryptocurrency. What he was doing was he was poking holes at the problems that Bitcoin has. So he pointed out, hey, like, you can trace someone, you can find out who these people are. It's not truly anonymous. And I think after that, since he was unknown and nobody really knows till this day who this person is, I think the community really liked that white paper, and like they got behind it. And then 2014, BitMonero was launched. And later on, it was renamed to Monero by the community, which is now XMR. So what are the benefits of Monero? So Monero works on CryptoNode protocol, which truly in essence is you can track it, you can trace it, and they consider your privacy as utmost importance. And they think what you do with your money and how you do transactions, that's totally up to you. So some of the key features are untraceable payments. So payments sent from point A to point B are untraceable. Unlinkable transactions. So you can't even link Alice and Bob's transaction to each other, even if they sent Monero to one another. So they are unlinkable even. It's double spending proof. And it has a different type of proof of work, which is much more sophisticated. It requires significantly lower resources to run. So now let's look into the mechanics, how Monero works. So Monero works on CryptoNode, and it has three technologies that it primarily depends on. One of them is stealth addresses, ring signatures, and ring CT, which is ring confidential transactions. So what stealth addresses is, it's one-time public address that gets created. So if Alice is sending Monero to Bob, so one-time public address will be created. And that's not the same public address that's going to be created. That's Bob's actual public address. What's going to happen is it's going to take numerous other people's public address, and it's going to kind of just generate a totally brand new one-time public address. And that way, receiver's identity is always kept safe by stealth addresses. Now let's talk about ring signature. Ring signature is used to protect the identity of the sender, because you want to protect both sides. You don't want to have any kind of link between these two sides. The way it accomplishes that is when a sender sends the key, a new cryptographic key gets generated by random users. And these random users are the individuals whose transactions have already gone through. So they are just pulled from the system. So if, let's say, 5 months ago, Bob, John, and Julie made these transactions. So their transactions went through. So now what they're going to do is they will take their cryptographic key, take Alice's cryptographic key, who's sending money to Bob. And what they will do is they will create a brand new cryptographic key. So even her key is not going to match the key this transaction is going from. So that way, she is also like completely anonymous, who she is, where the money is coming from, because that's not her key. It's the cryptographic generated key, which is untraceable. Then the last one is ring CT, which is ring confidential transactions. What that does is when Alice sends this money to the different nodes, let's say Alice has 15 Monero and she wants to send 5 to Bob. What ring CT does is it takes that transaction and it splits into two. And one transaction is this 5 Monero needs to go to Bob, and then remaining of the total Monero that she has, that needs to go back to Alice. So on the network, it's going to show as a transaction and Alice is receiving 10 Moneros and 5 Moneros are going somewhere else. However, when miners see this stuff, they won't be able to see the amount. They won't be able to see like anything. Only thing they will be able to verify is, has this transaction occurred with this key earlier or not? And so every single thing that's happening within the network is kept confidential. Miners just see two separate transactions. They just validate it. And from there, it goes ahead. Now, what happens on Bob's side, because Bob's, the receiving key was created by taking numerous other keys of people, there's still a signature of his own personal key within that. And from there, the network recognizes that this transaction is for Bob, but Bob won't be able to tell where this transaction came from. Monero is really Like, they made it bulletproof. And right now they're even enhancing Monero to be better. And the way they're enhancing is they have Kovri project that they're working on right now. The Kovri technology or the Kovri project's aim is to hide the transaction broadcast, that there's even a transaction going out. And the way they do is by adding another layer that can even detect the origin, where it originated from nothing. So they're even trying to do that. And Kovri project, right now it's under development. It's in alpha stage, so it's not fully integrated with Monero, but their plan is sometime this year or later next year to integrate this. And Kovri project operates on I2P network. I2P is very similar to a Tor or an Onion network where it's hidden. And now Kovri, what it does, it hides even the origin of the hidden network. So it's like they're doing some really cool stuff. And they're building this from ground up. So that's another thing. They're building this in Java, and they're building this whole Kovri platform like from ground up. And eventually, like, there's no set timeline when it's going to be integrated, but they're really working hard to get this going. So I did quite a bit of research, and I was like, wow, these guys really want to give their customers or their users like that peace of mind that when you use our product or when you use this platform, you would not have any issues. So where can you get Monero? Unlike other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, Monero is only available at selected exchanges. And one of the most famous ones, I would say, one of the biggest ones is Binance. But to get to Binance, you have to buy Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin from your fiat currency, which is your euros or yen or US dollars. So once you buy the Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Litecoin, then you can take that, move that amount to Binance, and from there you can buy Monero. So I know it's a bit kind of convoluted, but that's how they have it right now. The way Binance works right now is you can't just go with your fiat currency and you can't just buy it. You have to have Bitcoin bought at certain space first, which most people do at Coinbase. It's one of the most known crypto exchanges, so most people go to Coinbase, and it's also secure because they have full-blown insurance on their funds and how they protect it. There's big companies behind Coinbase, so it's not like your small new exchanges that are coming up and that can be hacked and you lose your money. So that's why most people start with Coinbase, and then you can graduate to Binance, but you can only, well, you can get Monero at different places. I would say Binance is one of the most stable ones out of other ones. And if you have any other preferences, yeah, feel free to let me know. I'm just telling you based on my experiences that which crypto exchanges I trust. And because one thing about cryptocurrency is like if you get hacked or if someone takes your cryptocurrency, there's no insurance. It's not like your credit card that you lost your credit card and someone used it, so banks will take care of it. Here, nobody's taking care of. So you have to be uberly cautious which exchanges you are using, what kind of wallet you are using. Are you storing all your information on a cold wallet or a paper wallet, right? So those are the things I think crypto needs to overcome, because they are a little bit archaic in my opinion, right? Like, we should be able to come up with some kind of solution at this point where we don't have to jump through these hoops. But this is still infancy stages for this technology. So it's all good. So now let's go into the next one. What can you do with Monero? So Monero can just be used for transactions, just like Bitcoin and Ethereum. And it's designed for most individuals who wants privacy, who want like their anonymity to be maintained. Like, a lot of people, they don't want to be known all over the place, right? So it's for those individuals. Now, Monero can be mined because Monero uses proof of work. But Monero's overall computational power is significantly less than what you require to mine Bitcoin or Ethereum. So that's one of the biggest advantages, that Monero you can mine on a computer easily, and you don't need any crazy equipment or GPU or high powered nothing. So those are the benefits. I hope I didn't miss anything. Please let me know if I missed something. And there's so much I can talk about Monero, because crypto node protocol on its own, it's like a next level beast. And there's another cryptocurrency called Dash, which is also built on crypto node protocol. So in one of the coming episodes, we can also talk about Dash. So let me know if you guys want to know more about Dash, or if you want to know more about Monero. So like I say, guys, do your due diligence. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hate. Just the facts. So until next time, be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. If you're having a good day, keep having a good day. If you're having a good night, well, have a good night. Cheers.